Former Scituate DPW Director Al Bangert, appearing before selectmen and delivering the update, Bangert says there's 4 nights of noise testing planned for the wind turbine, with the first one already completed back in April.
They've been out testing 1 night in April. They're looking for specific wind conditions that the residents had indicated were most problematic to them, and we're monitoring for those conditions, and we'll get the data. They'll analyze it, and then there'll be a final determination whether or not it's in compliance or not.
David Darty lives about 3,000 feet from the Scituate wind turbine, and he says he has to take medication to deal with the noise.
Unfortunately, I have to resort to drugs, to Ambien sleeping pills, and turning on the television and trying to go to sleep with noise in the background that masks it. And it defeats the whole point of having the windows open on a beautiful summer's night to hear the crickets and the sounds of the night. You wonder what becomes more important, a person's quality of life or generating electricity and money.
Darty says 23 homes in the area are also impacted by the wind turbine. In Scituate, John Penny, WATD News.